It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. It is another edition of Let's Talk. It is a Friday morning. It's our first hour, so that means first Friday of the month with the Farm Store. And we welcome in our special guest, Angela Meck. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
It is great to have you back in, and you have another guest with you. Is it Isaac, you said?
Yes. Yeah, I brought my son Isaac today.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hi, Isaac. And he's got some interesting stuff we're going to talk about in a little bit. But, well, I mean, where do you want to go? I'm excited. I want to know how the anniversary went.
It went really well.
We were previewing that last time you were in. It was, you know, coming up. And I heard such good things about it, but I want to hear it right from you.
Well, thank you. Yes, it was really great. I think that we just had a tremendous outpouring of community that came in on Saturday. We had tons of shoppers. Our parking lot was full the entire time. People were parking other places and coming in. We had a great group of vendors that we brought in that were upstairs. People could come in. They could shop downstairs, but they could also go to our upstairs, which is office space. It's not retail space for the store, but we have a big open area that we had vendors set up, and so we were offering free samples upstairs.
Cool.
And we had a lot of positive feedback from our customers that were coming in, trying the products upstairs, and then coming down and buying some more. So that was really great. And it was really great for our vendors, too, because that's obviously, as long as we can bring in these vendors that are producing these great products, we can have a successful store.
Absolutely.
So that was a really great highlight from the weekend. Sunday, we had a ton more people come in. Actually, it was kind of funny because we had a lot of family and friends of our employees that came in. So it was really neat to have each of our individual employees kind of bring their family in and take them around the store and show them the different things that we have to offer. And at the end of the weekend, it was just a really great time to reflect, because I remember these really busy weekends when we first opened and it would just clear out the whole store. We had nothing left.
Right.
And now we look at the end of the weekend and we had a fantastic weekend of sales and we still had a store full of product. And it just is a testament to how much new product we brought in and how much we can really say it's grown in 1 year.
Yes. My goodness. And so vendors, yourself, customers, everybody happy at the event.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yes, good deal. So it's been a month. I know there's always lots to talk about. We said there's never any dust under your feet.
Yep, for sure. Well, and you know what? I'm going to say one more thing. We had a fantastic turnout of folks that came to sample some of our products from the kitchen on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
And one of the things that we had to sample on Saturday and Sunday, our chef, Wynn, he works in the back in the kitchen, and he made this dish with liver, Honeybrook Farm liver, and it was on toast, and it had like liver and mushrooms, and it was amazing. And I never thought that I would say that about liver, but how he cooked it, it was so good. And we got tons of rave reviews about it, because we gave out probably 50 samples of this, and people all were like, wow, that's really good.
I know so many people that are, you know, fans of liver, and him, you know, doing it up the way he did, like you said, that would have been, you know, right up their alley. So because I'm like you, I'd have to have liver done in a special way to, you know.
Yeah, you have to really convince me to try some of these things. And honestly, that's why we want to do the samples. So we do have another sampling event coming up in March. It's going to be next Wednesday, March 11th.
Okay.
We're going to have free samples at the store, and we're going to open up, and we're going to be open late. 6 to 8. So our normal hours are 9 to 6 every day, 9 to 5 on the weekends. But next Wednesday, we're going to stay open until 8. So it's going to give people an extra opportunity to come shop if they're working, like, you know, and can't make it to the store when we're open on regular hours. But we're also going to have a whole bunch of samples that we'll have out, just things from the store. We're not going to have any vendors besides my husband and I. And we'll be able to, you know, offer samples. We're looking at different cheeses we're going to have offered. We had some requests to offer the kimchi as an item to sample, so we'll probably pick one of the kimchi options that we have.
And there's more than one kimchi option. I wasn't aware of that. We had a long time ago, somebody brought in for one of our coworkers, and he ate it. But I have to tell you, he was eating it, and he said it was good, but he was sweating. And
really?
Also, I mean, this must have been the spicy or the hot kimchi, and I thought, I don't know how good it could be if you're working up a sweat eating it. And now what you're saying, the different varieties, I was just curious.
Yeah, so we have three different options, varieties of the Kimchi Girl kimchi.
Okay.
And there's two that I believe they use like a daikon radish, which is a huge radish. So there's chunks that are really big in there. And then there's one that's like a cabbage.
Okay.
I think. And so there's two that are not as hot, and then there's one that is spicy.
Right.
So it depends on what you're interested in.
I would be the not as hot guy because I have a tempered palate. And I would like to try the one because, honestly, and I have this discussion mm-hmm. when the master gardeners come in. I'm not a big radish guy. I think a radish is blah. But, like, if you put, like, you're talking now radish in with, like, kimchi and something mm-hmm. like that, I think I would like that.
Yeah.
Because a radish, to me, needs help.
Yeah, and a lot of radishes, they kind of, I think they're, I like the spicy kick that they have to them, even mm-hmm. raw.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some winter radish that we were bringing in, and they're all different colors, which, you know, I never expected radishes to have so many different colors. I always think kind of white and blah.
Right.
But we have some like green and pink and purple. When you cut them open, you can see this array of colors. Some of them look like a watermelon on the inside.
I did not, like you said, I did not know that. It was mm-hmm. a blah radish. That was the other thing about a radish to me. It's kind of blah, but wow. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Working right with the farmers gives us this opportunity to sell some of these products that aren't really as mainstream. And I hope to, in the fall, really expand on some of the apples that some more of our local producers have, because that's one of the things that we usually only see what the big commercial grocery stores carry. We only see the fruits and vegetables that are easy to transport. They have a long shelf life compared to the other varieties. And so having this store, the farm store, allows us to be able to buy from the farmers when everything's ripe and sell it at a quick turnaround. So it's mm-hmm. it's more work for us in the logistics of getting all that product in and out. But it's such a great reward because we can bring in all these different products that you don't normally see, because there isn't really a long travel and there isn't really a long time that they have to sit somewhere in transit.
Right. Funniest thing is when they say, you look at somebody and say, where did he get that? Because like you said, it's different. It's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them the farm store, bang.
Yeah.
And I mean, we had people in the other day talking about the farm store. I mean, it makes me feel good because I can remember when you first came in, you know, and you took this gamble. And like I said, from when you first came in to where you're at now, it's just amazing, you guys. It really
Thank
is.
You.
The strides you've made. And, you know, what I like about it is, too, you don't get complacent. You still want to do more. You're still, the excitement's there. I mean, you didn't get by. Guy, we're gone far enough. I'm kind of kind of coasting now for a little bit. That's not in your vocabulary.
No,
you or
not
any
really.
Of the folks, no.
No, we have a great team. We have a great team, and they are always excited to see what new products. We brought in more vendors since our 1 year anniversary. Even we brought in another honey vendor, so we've got bee pollen now, which is something I had been after. We have honey, and like I said, my son Isaac is here today, and he has his own little beehive. We have two beehives at home that he's been working on, and that's kind of his project on the farm.
Now, I got to ask because
corrected me. He has three.
Three. Well, he would know, yes. Now, because I'm a big baby and I'm a scared of bees. So I tip my hat to you that you were able to work with these bees and produce honey. And he's so young, folks. Gosh. Here's an old coot talking to you right now. It's definitely afraid.
Do you want to tell him what you wear so you don't get stung by the bees?
Yeah, I got to believe you. There's got to be some safety, you know, gear or something.
What kind
of
safety gear do you have?
A bee suit.
You have a bee suit. Now describe this bee suit if you can. We're in radio. What does this bee suit look like?
It's long sleeves, right?
Got to be long sleeves.
Yeah.
And what do you wear on your hands?
Gloves.
And I guess, do they tuck in, like, because, you know, you don't want to get a bee anywhere where it can get inside there, kind of, the way mm-hmm. it's designed.
Yeah, so they're leather gloves, and it's this full body bee suit. And he's got a whole, what is it? It's like a helmet. Well, it's a hat.
It's got to be a hat, right? Mm. A protective hat.
Go ahead. Tell them about it.
It's a hat with a net hanging down from the brim.
Okay.
Around you.
Mm-hmm.
But a bee stinger can still fit through the netting.
See, I was going to ask that question because if it's just netting, I would think the stinger can get through there. So doesn't I'd have that in the back of my head. How do you handle that? I'd be a little scared of that.
So you got some tricks, right? You wear a baseball cap underneath it, and then it keeps it away from your face.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Now it begs the question, and here I look at me going to go always to the negative. But were you ever stung by a bee? While you're doing this?
No.
Good man. I like that. See that? I'm going to hang around you because that's always my biggest fear. But honey is a big thing around here now. You hear so many people talk about honey. I have some neighbors, you know, by me that have bees, and they got them just, you know, for the honey end of it. I'm seeing more and more of this.
Yeah, and bees are hard to keep. I mean, they're certainly hard to keep. They are very prone to catching, like, I guess, for lack of a better term, calling them sicknesses.
Right.
And they can get certain sicknesses that come into the hive and then it'll take out your whole hive. They're prone to other animals taking over their nests.
Hmm.
Yeah, like a mice will take over the hive and then kind of push the bees out.
Wow.
Wasps will come in and they can make a big nest and it will push the bees out.
I hate wasps. Another reason to hate them. But see
So there's honey is definitely like a wonderful product. It does have quite a bit of work to get to.
And that was what I was going to ask. It sounds like the end product is great, but it sounds like there's a lot of, like I always like to call it, high maintenance. You really have to watch for this, watch for that kind of thing. Especially with the, and now we're going to be getting into the warmer weather. You're going to be dealing with what, because that one nice day last Saturday and there were wasps out. I couldn't believe it. I don't know where they come from that quickly, but so something that you have to watch. I did not know that they take over a hive like that.
Yep. And so Isaac has a whole bucket of honey that we have and it's all ready to package, but we made a beginner rookie mistake and we didn't package it into the individual bottles soon enough. And then the weather got cold in the house. You know, the building got cold that we have at the farm store, and the honey actually crystallizes when it gets cold.
Okay.
It doesn't do anything to the properties of the honey, but it does crystallize. And so we have to wait till warmer weather till it can slowly warm up, and then it becomes liquid again, and then we can package it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Now, it doesn't, you know, ruin it per se, but you have to wait until the weather gets nicer, and then when it does, it'll get back into the form where you need it to be. Well, at least that's a good thing.
A good thing. We've been talking to some of our vendors as well because the honey vendors, and they kind of give us tips too. We have three different vendors that we buy honey from right now.
Wow. Now, the process, and I'll ask, how long is it from, say, the bees are in there in the hive to getting, like, the finished product?
Well, we only took honey out of the hive one time last year. So this is still new to this.
Relatively new to this.
Yeah, this is definitely Isaac's project, and we're just kind of helping him along with it.
I'm just amazed he picked this
project. We're learning alongside with him.
Because it's certainly not, it wasn't one of these, you know, as you say, a cupcake project here. There's a lot of work involved in this. I tip my hat to you.
Yeah, so he has like a special tool that he squeezes in between the boxes, and then it helps him lift them up.
Because they like slide, right? Like the hives, they like slide kind of in place. Cool. Honey is just amazing to me.
Yeah, it looks like a small crowbar, he said. So you just squeeze it in there and it's a special tool for honey and it helps you lift the boxes up. And so he got one of those for Christmas 2 years ago.
Wow.
And then he's slowly been getting the gear that he needs.
Was it hard getting that suit in his size? Because I always think of bigger, older people doing this, and gosh, he's a youngster and he's doing this.
You got the suit for your birthday, right, last year?
How about that?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Isaac, I'm impressed. I am. That's good stuff. So what else?
Well, I heard that you had seen our video with me carrying the flour.
Yes.
Not, flours that you pick, but like baking flour, F-L-O-U-R.
Yes.
So I brought a little cheat sheet in case you had questions for me about flour.
Well, this is one of the things that I talked to Casey about, and the other day, I guess it was over lunch, and we said about the flour, and I did want to bring this up to you because I was amazed at this, and just look at what you brought in, because flour is big, and, you know, people going out now, stores, prices, and all. I buy them. So tell us about your flower.
Sure.
I want to start early because it might be a little while until we get through this.
Yeah. So if you aren't following us on social media,
I'll put in
a quick pitch. You know, get on Facebook, Instagram, and you can follow us on there at the Farm Store. And so we've got, I made a video. My team helped me put this video together, and I'm holding a 50-pound sack of flour.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the flower. And so why is this flower worth talking about? Well, that's because it's one of my favorite products that we carry in the store. It's from Snavely's Mill. And so Snavely's Mill is right here in Pennsylvania.
Right, okay.
It's local. And we personally know farmers that take their wheat to Snavely's Mill. And then they can harvest it here locally. They take their wheat there. They test it. And if it's of good enough quality for human food,
right,
human grade,
right,
then the mill will buy it and they'll get a premium.
Cool.
If it's not quite up to snuff, then it'll get put at livestock grade.
Livestock, okay.
And then you'll get less money for your wheat. You won't get that premium that you get when you sell for human consumption. But
okay.
So this wheat goes to Snavely's Mill, and then they store it and they process it, and then they grind it into flour. And so the flour that we have at the store is from farmers in our community. Now, it does branch out a little bit beyond Pennsylvania. There are quite a few farmers in Maryland and even New Jersey. But that's the area, generally speaking,
okay,
that are going to that mill. And so we're buying directly from that mill.
And I got to believe, just like the other stuff we talked about, it's got to be so much better. Given that fact.
Yeah, it's flour is something, honestly, up until we had the store and I started really looking at different products that were available and all the products that these individual vendors had, it was like really eye-opening. I knew that there was like special flour that you could use for pizza crust.
Right.
I didn't
right.
know a lot more about it than that. And I know that I like to bake and I was using like all-purpose flour. And then I know that there's like other things in there, certain breads. They like a high gluten flour.
Okay.
And then also you have a lot of people that are interested in like gluten-free.
Yes.
And so there's a whole lot of alternate flours that don't have any wheat in them at all. And so we do carry those too. Those are not from Snavely's Mill. Those are from, I think it's like Red Mill.
Okay.
But we bring in, I think we have at least a dozen different flours and baking mixes that have no gluten in them at all. So we want to be able to have options for folks that don't want to have gluten.
And you see a lot of people coming in for that? I'm just curious.
Do. Yeah, we move through it.
I'm hearing a lot of, like you said, more gluten-free stuff as we're going along.
So. And we have options like, you know, almond flour,
that
coconut
sounds
flour.
That just sounds good, right? Just in the name.
And then we also have flours that are one-to-one baking flour. So you can take a recipe with a traditional recipe.
Okay.
I'll say traditional because it uses traditional all-purpose wheat flour. And then you can use this gluten-free one-to-one flour, and you can substitute it one-for-one. Not all flours will do that, but this one-to-one is meant
to do that.
To substitute. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So if you have somebody in your family that can't have gluten, you can make similar recipes, and it should turn out in a similar way with this specific mix of different flours.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we have that. But that's, you know, back to Snavely's Mill. Mm-hmm. The reason we really love these is, and I have six different kinds of flour from Snavely's Mill. We've got like a rye flour. We've got whole wheat. And then the whole wheat is ground into different levels. It could be fine. It could be coarse. It could be you know, soft fine, they call it. There's all these different options. So that's why I have a cheat sheet, because if there's, you know, I don't remember all of the specific details, I need to use it.
I did not realize there was that many kinds of flour.
Yep. So I have seven Snavely Mill flour.
Wow.
And then we also have flour like organic spelt. So spelt is a very old-fashioned grain.
Okay.
It used to be more common, and it really isn't anymore. But some recipes and some of these breads that folks are making at home, the recipes call for like a spelt flour or a mix of spelt and wheat, regular wheat flour. So we do have a whole bunch of King Arthur flour.
And what's that?
King Arthur is a really popular brand that's known for baking and home baking.
Okay.
They do a lot of recipes online that they offer. I would say back during COVID, when a lot of people were picking up baking and sourdough bread. You know, right, we were all doing something funny back then.
That's for
but,
sure.
But some of it really stuck, and it helped a lot of people gain some skills that they wouldn't have otherwise. But the King Arthur's, that's when I started to follow King Arthur, and they have a lot of recipes. They have some unbleached flour. People were starting to buy unbleached flour because most flour at the traditional grocery store, your all-purpose, it's very fine. It's not the whole wheat. It's just basically the inside, and it's bleached to make it white.
White.
To make it consistent, to make it the same every time. And that whole process of processing this wheat takes a lot of the nutrients out of it. And it also, it bleaches it. You know, why would we do that? Well, just because of the coloring.
Right.
It's just for color. It has no other purpose. So all this local flour and the King Arthur flour, we are picking that because of the benefits that it has, the health benefits of having whole wheat.
Sure.
You hear about it.
Right.
But you don't always get the explanation of what that looks like. And so we have this whole wheat flour and the different, you know, fine or coarse, depending on what you're looking to make. Like, for example, the whole wheat coarse, that's good for making bagels or brownies or cookies or muffins, like thicker things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing like the soft fine, that's something that you would use for like pie crust or pastry, something that's more of a delicate dough.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh. I know some bakers. I'll have to pass this along, or if they're listening, or they can go listen at their leisure. It'll be up again by 1 o'clock this afternoon, so you can listen back and you know, get the information that Angela's given to us right now. So we appreciate that. Angela, good stuff. I've got a taste test coming up, too. You brought product for me again. Thank you so much. I'm making Casey wait because she thinks she knows me very good and I think she knows what's going to happen with this taste test. But we shall see. But we've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Angela Mick is our special guest in studio from the Farm Store. We're back with more after these messages. Stay with us.
How many times have you heard,
"I'm bored, there's nothing to do around here"?
You're wrong. Here's why.
Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
WPPA is your home for the PIAA basketball playoffs. Our coverage begins Friday evening, March 6th, with a girls' 3A first-round matchup as Schuylkill Haven will host Philadelphia Academy Charter. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. Schuylkill Haven, Philadelphia Academy Charter, the PIAA basketball playoffs on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web, WPPARadio.com.
Jen, I didn't know you shopped here.
Hey, I'm hunting for something fresh for spring.
Oh, girl, skip them all. Jewelry Television has the best spring looks right now.
JTV, way ahead of you. Just hit up JTV.com yesterday, scored the cutest clover earrings, 2 tennis bracelets, and this gorgeous pearl ring.
Right now, new customers get $20 off any purchase of $99 or more at JTV.com.
Oh, and gold hoops and this turquoise bracelet.
Just a couple things, huh?
Maybe more than a couple.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Bill's Produce and Market has fresh produce and fair prices. Whether you're making new recipes or looking to change things up, Bill's is your one-stop shop. Fresh iceberg lettuce and romaine are just 89 cents a head. Large sweet cantaloupe and golden ripe pineapples are $1.49 each. Fresh avocados are 2 for $1. And a Lenten special. Icelandic haddock is $40.99 for a 5-pound box. You can find all this and more at Bill's. Shop with ease. Go to Bill's Produce and Market, open daily on Route 443. In Schuylkill Haven.
Okay, we love the change of seasons, but the beauty of fall leads to the gnarly cold and snow. Be prepared. That's where Alpine Building Supply comes in. You see, without a plan of what you need to button up the house for the winter, it could cost you. The experts at Alpine Building Supply, Route 183, Schuylkill Haven, can help. They stock everything you need so you can sit and watch the seasons change. Ah, Alpine Building Supply, Route 183, Schuylkill Haven. Check out their Facebook page. Shop local and save.
WPPA's coverage of the PIAA basketball playoffs continues this Saturday, March 7th. It's a girls 4A first round matchup as Blue Mountain entertains Valley View. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. from the Eagles Nest. Blue Mountain, Valley View, the PIAA basketball playoffs on WPPA. AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web, WPPARadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one as we continue. Angela Meck and our special guest with you, Angela, in studio. You know, we were talking off the air a little bit, and I'm amazed about the bees. I said, once you get started, I get that, and, you know, how you can, you know, produce honey, but you have to get things started, you know, with these bees. And you said they came in the mail.
Yep.
For goodness sake.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few things we get in the mail. We get bees in the mail. You can order them, and they come in a box.
Wow.
But you can also get chicks in the mail. When we get our chicks every spring and summer,
wow,
they come in the mail.
Oh,
and we used to come up here to Pottsville and pick them up. We still do.
Right.
But now we're in Pottsville more often, so mm-hmm, it isn't like a trip.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yes. But that's amazing.
Yep.
So
the most fun is when we pick up the chicks in the post office because you can hear them before
them.
You can see them. And
yes,
they're just like, cheep, 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 cheep.
A lot of heads are turning when you guys are in there picking that up, I'll bet. That's for sure. Gosh. So one of the things you brought in, Angela, for us is kombucha. Is it, now, how do you say this? Kombucha or kombucha?
Kombucha, I think, kombucha is how most
okay
people say it. Yep.
So somebody out there, we have a gentleman's bet of whether I'm going to like this. Or tell the listeners a little bit about this product.
So kombucha is it's a fermented tea.
Okay.
And so our particular vendor for this is High Point Kombucha, and we met her when we used to do more farmers markets with our farm, Honeybrook Farm. And so we met her, and she has this really great product. We loved it. We tried it. Most of the products in our store are because we tried them and we liked it.
Right.
So it's been really fun to do that because we get to put together all of our favorite things and put them in one store for
sure,
all of for us and for our customers. So it's a fermented tea. So it's usually like a black tea.
Okay.
And then it's fermented and there's other things in it. So this, the one that I brought you has local apples and organic cinnamon in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ingredients are filtered water, cane sugar, live culture. That's what makes the kombucha itself.
Okay.
Plus the black tea. And then she includes the different ingredients for the different varieties.
Okay.
And so yours is local apples and organic cinnamon. Mine is local elderberries and organic elderflower. So we've got these two different ones. And it's lightly carbonated. So it does have that bubbly.
Bubbly, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then depending on the ingredients, it has like a little bit more of a kick or less of a kick.
Okay.
Now it's fermented, so if you would keep fermenting this, it would turn into alcohol probably.
Okay.
But it's got a bit of like a vinegar to it, like it reminds you a little bit of vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is fermented. You know, like if, yeah, like an apple cider vinegar. People drink it for some of the health benefits of having those, like that live culture, the probiotics that are in something fermented. And then, like, I know people that drink a little bit of apple cider vinegar every day to kind of
right
help them.
Yes.
And so that's, I drink this for the same reason. Like, I drink it, and it just has different options, you know, different varieties, not just the same apple cider all the time.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, because I saw, one, the color of the can, I could tell
mm-hmm
yours was different. And then as I got a closer look at it, you could see yours is elderberry, mine's apple cinnamon. But they've got a variety of flavors, I would bet.
They
right
do, yeah. We usually have at least a dozen different options at the store at any given time, up to about 18. We have a few shelves that are just for this.
Mm-hmm.
And They're all made in small batches, so you can see like when they were made, what batch it was, and you know, they're hand delivered by the maker, so it's really neat.
And the maker's from where again?
So she actually lives in Jim Thorpe, but she makes everything down in Allentown. Oh, so she's got her whole setup there. Wow. It's a whole like brewery.
Somebody else you found, like we talked about how you find these people, or these people find you sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is one of our vendors that we had from the very beginning. And so she was on board with us when this was still an idea.
And it's a good seller for you guys, obviously.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Because people have to try things first. That's the whole thing.
And this might be one thing that we give samples of on Wednesday, because we can put it in little cups and people can give it a try.
Cool.
I'm excited to see what you think.
Yeah. all eyes are upon us, huh? So let's give it a little try. Now you'll have to help us out here. It's radio.
Yeah, so for sure, you have the apple and cinnamon. So the cinnamon, from my experience with the different options that she has, the cinnamon does, you can really taste it. It's really strong. So hopefully, Jay-Z, you like cinnamon.
Well, you know, I do like cinnamon. So that I have that going for me going in. But the other thing is I don't have a poker face. So this will probably be – I wish we had the podcast going today for this portion of the show.
Pre-recorded.
We would pre-record and I'd come back and say – no, but the pressure's on because I said to you I've not gotten anything I did not like at the farm
store.
Okay,
well, we'll see.
So that's food-wise, and we're going to try this.
You can
this.
Be honest. It might not
kombucha.
Be for everybody.
Yeah, and it might be a flavor thing, too, because I would think your elderberry maybe isn't as, what do I want to say, strong? Because you said cinnamon
it
has a bit of a kick to it.
It.
So,
yeah.
Yes. But I am a cinnamon guy, so let's see what we think of this. And Casey, if you're listening, here it comes. See if you're right or not.
I'm surprised Casey isn't outside the door waiting, because she loves this.
See, that's good. I like that. I'm not getting the cinnamon like overpowering yet, like you say. I'm not. It's
nope,
there.
But you can taste it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And especially on the back end.
No
that's
poker
good.
Face needed here.
No,
Jay-Z
that's good.
Is pleased. Pleasantly surprised. He took a big second goal.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna finish that can. Yeah, that's not going back with you.
Casey's out of luck.
No, she is out of luck. And you can honestly, honestly see that. I do like that.
And
I really
you can kind of tell why this would be a more desirable drink than drinking apple cider vinegar, and you have some of those same health benefits of the, you know,
absolutely
of that fermented drink. And you mentioned the kimchi earlier, and kimchi is also in the same kind of family of products that we offer, and that has that fermented product, kind of like sauerkraut.
Yes.
You get those benefits.
Now. Kimchi, that's not a dish original to us, is it? Because when our coworker got it, he got it from somebody. And like I said, he got the spicy batch. And I just said, I can't believe. I would probably like, you said there's three varieties?
So three varieties that our vendor makes.
Yes.
And so our vendor, Kimchi Girl, she uses like traditional Korean recipes.
Well, yes.
Yep.
And this girl had a Korean background. That's what
so
I said, but
in
she,
our specific like area with like a lot of German background, we're more of a sauerkraut crowd, right?
Oh, yeah.
But we do have that fermented food in our diets traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And the Korean version of that would be the kimchi. And so it's kind of this blend of different cultures also at the store. We also have like a miso, which is, again, another different option that we have as far as fermented.
And then what is that similar to kimchi? Like the miso, the name? Like, take us through that. What is that like?
Well,
because that one I've never heard.
That one's
of.
A little bit different. Okay. So we have, again,
I'm
a whole
again,
bunch
folks.
Of different options of the miso. And that one I'm not quite as familiar with, but it is something that I brought in because there was an interest in it.
Okay.
We have a great vendor that makes this miso with all kind of local products. And then they also make some of my favorite products in the store are these different types of vinegars. And they make them with all local products, which is amazing. I love this. We're taking products that, when they're harvested, they're in abundance, and then you're turning them into something that you can keep on the shelf for the whole year long.
Right.
We have like a ginger vinegar.
Wow.
You know, and then you can, you know, we have a traditional apple cider vinegar, but we've like got Granny Smith apple cider vinegar. We've got like a red wine vinegar.
Wow.
And they're all made with local product.
I knew the apple cider vinegar. I know there's not quite that many, you know, varieties, but that's awesome.
We have like 10 different varieties
10.
Of vinegar.
Wow.
And if you're not up to like trying out, you know, these small batch vinegars. We also have like the Bragg's organic apple cider vinegar too.
Mm-hmm. Now, like these, all these different brands, can you cook with them or like, well, you know, what?
Yeah, you can cook with them or you can use them as like a dip, like for bread or like with the charcuterie. You could add that to give another flavor when you're eating.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Or in salad dressing.
Yes.
That's usually some of the easiest ways to do it.
I was going
to
say that was the first thing that popped into my mind when you mentioned that. So that's good stuff. Again, the variety, like people just be amazed because, you know, you hear these things, but you never know there's that many varieties out there. Like we, you know, talked about the flour earlier, talked about the vinegar now. My goodness gracious.
Yeah. And just 18 different varieties of kombucha. It's just so many different things. That's
now,
the cool
is
thing.
There always fruit in them? Because now you've got elderberry. Mine's got apple plus the cinnamon. Are they always fruit-based or?
I would say. Sometimes they have like herbs in them, like basil. But that's one of my favorites. It's like a blueberry basil, but again, it has the blueberry in it. So, there's usually.
The only thing that would have been an issue here, that's why I'm smiling and asked you about fruit-based, is the only thing that would have put a flaw in the slaw in this whole thing this morning would have been if you brought peach.
Oh.
Because I'm allergic.
Oh, no. Yes. Well, I didn't bring peach. Thank goodness.
But that's where I looked. I saw apple cinnamon. I thought we're in good shape. But that would have been the only thing that would have prevented our taste testing. But no, I think it's very good. And I don't think it's too powerful. You get the cinnamon, but to me, it's not over the top.
Does it remind you of like a sparkling drink?
That's exactly what it reminds me of. Yes.
Cool.
And with all that being said, as you said, you get the health benefits from it, which is good because people nowadays, and I get that, you know, I've got a watch since my whole situation, so, you know, that's good for me as well.
Yeah.
But awesome. So now what else, Angela? Because like I said, you know best. I want to make sure you get everything out here this morning while I'm carrying on about other stuff.
Well, probably the biggest thing that we've got going on right now is with our kitchen. So we're bringing on some new grab-and-go options. Okay. With it being Lent, we wanted to bring in some more fish options. So we do have fish at the store. We buy our fish from Wild for Salmon. Right. Wild for Salmon is a company out of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania.
Also local?
Very local. And it's actually a family, a husband and wife duo. And like many years ago, I would say like over a decade ago, they went up to Alaska and they went on a fishing trip. And when they went up there, they were on like, I think it was like a chartered fishing trip. They got salmon, they brought it back and a whole bunch of other things. People were like, oh my gosh, I would buy this from you. Can you please give us some? It's so good. And they're like, you know what? We really enjoyed this. Let's see what we can do about making it into our livelihood. And so they live in Bloomsburg. Wow. But for a few months out of the year, they go up to Alaska. They have a whole fleet of fishing boats and they go out and they fish for wild caught Alaskan salmon. They have cod. They have other products too.
Good stuff.
We have some different fish that we're bringing in. This time, I think we got them delivered yesterday, but more of like a whiter fish. I think it's a pollock and a rockfish.
Right.
I'm pollock. Not super
my
familiar
mom
with fish.
My mom loved pollock though. Yes.
We brought these on. They're just kind of changing it up from salmon because we have quite a few salmon platters that we put out, but we wanted to give a little more options. We have tuna. We have a tuna platter in the grab and go right now, and the tuna is amazing. The great thing about the Wild for Salmon products is that they're all like sustainably harvested. We know where they're coming from, and they're all like sushi grade.
Yes.
So that means they're very, very high quality.
I'll say.
Yep.
I always like, you know, because around Lent, as you said, in particular, people eat a lot more fish. So I always just like to say to them, you know, what's the most popular fish out there like that? Because you hear these different places saying, well, it's made with this or it's made with that. And, you know, I'm not a fish guy per se. I pick and choose my fish. So I think you would be perfect because of the quality and what you just had mentioned.
We like the salmon at home. The kids really like the whole salmon fillets.
Okay.
But we're definitely going to be trying some of the new fish that we brought in this week too.
Awesome. And I got to believe that's going to be a big hit. Like you said, especially for Lent, people are looking for that. We were talking about it the other day, having fish today. So, gosh.
Yep. And so we have a whole bunch of those options and even smoked salmon in the freezer. And then we have some that are like in a can on the shelf. And then we have some that are in like a little pouch, smoked salmon in a pouch that aren't in the cooler or freezer either. They're all shelf-stable packaging.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder when we have to ask people, because you have so much stuff there. It's like,
I know, what more? And there's also some really neat dips that we have that are salmon. There's a Cajun one, and then there's just a smoked salmon dip. So they're really great with crackers or toasted bread. And they're, you know, they're in the freezer. You buy them, take them home, and it'll thaw really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a really popular item as well.
I know about dips. You get a good dip, like you said, Angela. I went through a sleeve of crackers once on a good dip, so I know exactly what you're saying. So that's good stuff.
Yep, and these are guilt-free, right? It's
right.
Salmon.
Exactly.
So it's really good for you. You get those omega-3s and all those different fish oils that are just naturally in these products. We even have salmon burger patties.
No.
And I've compared these, actually, because this was not something I was familiar with. And so I kind of compared these with others. We had customers come in, and they were just in awe of the fact that these salmon patties are just salmon. They don't have any fillers in them. There's nothing else. It's just salmon. And then we have options that have seasoning in them.
Okay.
But it's just salmon and seasoning. There's nothing else. It's straight fish.
And I'm glad, but I'm glad you said that, because, you know, sadly in this day and age, you hear so many people, they'll come back and they'll say, well, I didn't like them. There was more filler than there was actual, you know, product in it, whether it be salmon, what that might be. Crab cakes are the same way. Hardly any crab. There was all filler and all that. So, man, when you're getting the real deal here.
Yep.
Gosh.
For sure.
That's good stuff. Another reason, folks, another reason to check out the farm store.
Yeah.
So many that we mentioned already, but there's another one.
So, yeah, I'm really excited to try the tuna dish that was made yesterday. So that's in the grab and go. It's perfect. It's like a little salad, and it looks beautiful.
Well, I was just going to say, besides that too, folks, let me tell you, when you go in there, I know I can speak on this because I've been there. It's just the way you display it. You feature, when you look down at it, the way you guys do it up, before you even taste it, you know, gets your attention. That's one thing I liked. I mean, because I often said that to the girls in there. I said, this is amazing. And they'll come over and they'll explain, you know, how it was done. I mean, your packaging before you even get to eat it is, you've got people like right there before they even put a fork in it.
Thank you.
You really do. So this is why I said you don't leave any stone unturned. Like from the beginning to end, there's, you know, you concentrate on the important things. And like I said, it's presentable. I know. Because it's a lot easier for me, folks, just to go. I love the fact, grab and go, three words that I live by. So check it out. And now for Lent with the new stuff, good deal.
And I'm glad. It's something that we really want people to be encouraged to try something new. And that's not an easy thing.
No.
It's to try something new. And I mean, Jay-Z, you're a great testament, because I know they joked when I came in here. They said, can you believe it? Jay-Z tried this new thing.
Oh, yeah.
And every week or every month I'd come in here, it would be, guess what Jay-Z tried this week? And so it's feels very... I don't know, rewarding to be able to offer that, because we have become so distant from where our food is coming from that now it's a new experience to get food right from the source. And so trying to turn that into something that's attractive and something that people are willing to try, it's different from these very exact replicas of food that we're getting from other places. Now you're getting something new. It's fresh. It's not going to look the same every time.
Right.
And to be able to try it consistently and keep giving things a new try, that says a lot about our customers being willing to try that and trusting us that this is going to be a good product every time. It's going to be tasty. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be something to talk about.
Exactly right. And one of the things, and I know, and that was one of the reasons why I wanted to try this, because the Master Gardeners were in this past Tuesday, and they talk, we talk about you guys a lot as well. And I said, just from, I know, growing the simple things, like the cucumbers and tomato, how different they taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now you go to the store, and I said, that had me, because I experienced it. And now when you go to your place, it's the same way. And the difference, you can tell by a mile.
For sure. And once we get into the produce harvest season, it's really it's so much work to bring in all these different vendors. And we're getting products in. You said about the peaches, but we do get peaches and plums. And I hope to get a delivery of peaches and have it all sold in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just incredible how quickly we move
the
through
turnaround,
things.
Yes.
And the reason is because our products are picked when they're ripe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming to our store, or when they're almost ripe, they're coming to our store, they're getting that last bit of ripeness, and then you're buying them.
Yep.
And looking at cucumbers, for example, when you go to the store, cucumbers have a food grade wax on them. It keeps them longer. It helps them stay fresher longer. But it's, you know, these products that you're getting have been on the shelf a long time, or they've been in storage a long time, or they've traveled a long way.
Yeah.
And there's all the impacts. You're losing some of that nutrition as you go. And you're also losing some of that taste. But primarily, we're also losing all this variety of different products. Most of the time when you're eating these cucumbers, you're getting like either an English hothouse grown cucumber or the other cucumber, like when you go to this regular grocery store.
Yes.
But now we have the opportunity to bring in all these different varieties that maybe don't travel well, but they're not going very far. And so we can offer those.
Yeah. And I love the different things. And You guys do the same thing because you go, you know, shop local and you have, you know, the local farmers bring the stuff to you. I saw the other day, and I brought this up to the master gardeners. It was called a Chinese eggplant. It looks like a purple long cucumber, but it's like thin. But, you know, compared to the eggplant that we're used to, and they said you can do that up the same way and stuff. So I'm into this kind of stuff. That's why I said I love it. And you're right around the corner, so you guys get this stuff. But it is so much better, folks. You can just fruits bother me. That's why I will come to you guys for fruits. When it's strawberry season around here, we have a lot of people, you know, do the strawberries. That's great. I bring that up because that's my favorite fruit. And like you said, when you have the farmer strawberries when they're in season here, and you go to a big box store, say, night and day.
Yep.
You can blindfold me, and I'm going to know the difference. It is.
Yep.
So when you have something like this right in your backyard, folks, take advantage of it. I know you are, but we want more people in there. And I got to believe as we're getting now the warmer weather coming in, you know, spring will be in again. I got to believe you're going to be keeping so many balls up in the air, Angela. How you guys do it.
Yeah, we've got a great team. We're building them up. We've got
a bigger team
folks
from when you started.
We do. We certainly do. And it's just really the dedication that our staff has in learning the products, keeping the shelves stocked. And we do have, just a lot of people that come into the store from all walks of life. And it's just amazing to be able to have what all these different folks need.
Yeah. And I mean, I've often, and they know, they understand, because I've oftentimes said, what is this? And man, they give you the explanation, and they're always so helpful in there. And they're like you. You could see like they're into it. I mean, which is another good thing. They're happy. They're willing to help and all that. And believe me, you don't get that everywhere you go. I know. Trust me, from frequenting other places and all that, that isn't always the case. But with you guys, it certainly is, and that's another plus.
Yeah, we want to make it easy for folks to buy right from farmers. Of course, that's our whole mission, was to be an outlet for farmers and to sell our products to local community, be a place where the community could come and buy that fresh food. But it also, as we've started and evolved, and we've had a lot of feedback that has actually brought us more, content that we can talk about. And I've had people tell me, your store makes eating healthy an approachable thing. So, you know, you can say, oh, I'm going to try this instead of this. And, you know, even if you're not a label reader, I'll call it, you can taste the difference. And even if you just sub out one thing, for what you normally get, and you can notice the difference.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you have to just completely upheave everything that you're doing and change everything about your grocery shopping. But if you can just start to buy just one or two things locally, you'll start to really notice the difference, and you'll start to see that, and it'll be something that draws you back in to get a few more things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Plus, like, you know, you've made it easy for the people. You know, oftentimes we talked about it, not so much today because there's so much other, you know, things you're talking about, but you make it easy. Your location, you're right off 61. You've got a parking lot, so you don't have to worry about parking on the street. I mean, it's easily accessible. It's right there. No, you get right in the automatic door. Good stuff.
Yep, everything is very accessible. We want to make that a priority. I can't wait until all the snow melts because that's going to add a couple more spots back into our lot. But we have everything on the first floor. You come in, we do have a button that'll open the door for you if you're using a walker or a wheelchair or a stroller. And then we have some really nice little shopping carts inside the store. We keep them out of the weather. We have buckets for people to use when they're shopping. Instead of a basket, it's a bucket.
Yep.
And
then I like that
they're
touch.
Very sturdy.
Yes.
And so, and they're very easy to wash, mm-hmm. too. Just
yes.
saying, from a from a store perspective. But we've got everything, like I said, on the first floor. Everything's within reach. And of course, if there's anything that you need help with, our staff is more than willing to help you out. We always like to kind of chat with people who are coming in for the mm-hmm. first time. We get first-time customers in all the time.
Yes.
And they're just so pleasantly surprised when they walk in the door and they're like, oh, wow, this is bigger than I expected. Mm-hmm. Or this is so clean. This is great. And then they're leaving and they're saying, oh, this is just what Pottsville needed. And
yes.
we really appreciate that. And I'm not boasting or bragging. Like, I just get this every time we get people in, and it's so rewarding.
No, I have heard that phrase turned so many times. You're exactly right. This is just what Pottsville needed. And for me, what the neat thing was when I first went in, I remember what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And the job that you guys did in there is just amazing.
Yeah, some people walk into the back room where we have our soaps and our mm-hmm. handmade soaps and cleaning and also our dog food products and dog treats. They're like, oh, I signed the mortgage on my house in here.
Yes.
And you can just tell people are like in a memory.
Yes, but that is so true. So you guys had a vision with this thing, though, because you walk in there and like, well, we're going to put, you know, freezers here, we're going to put this here, we're going to put the grab and go
yep.
here.
Yeah,
the back room like you just talked about.
My husband and the kids, my son, when we walked in today, he said, oh, I remember when we were tearing this place up.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? How much did you help with? What was your favorite thing?
Tear down is fun, I think, don't you think? Like when you're in there, you do demo work, we call it first, then you build it back up.
You got the sledgehammer.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, though, he's starting out young and doing the honey thing. I think that's awesome. And you can see he's into it. Gosh.
Yep.
That's what I like. Maybe he can branch out after the honey thing. I don't know if there's anything else out there that might have, you know, caught his fancy, but.
What else? Tell him what you like to do at home. What's your favorite chore?
Chore?
Splitting firewood.
Oh, you got to say it louder. I don't think they
really?
Heard you. Splitting firewood.
Splitting firewood. Well, I 25 Wood Street, Ringtown. We'll does he come on a?
He's going to put you to work.
Honest to goodness, so we got some back by the barn that we could need splitting. But how about? I'm amazed. I just every time you come in, Ange, I say just there's you bring in so much more. Lack of a better term, more to the table, and it's just awesome.
Well, thank you. It's fun to come in here.
We enjoy it. I said to the folks, we get a lot of feedback after you're in. So we have about a minute or so left. I know you have that taste test. Anything
yep.
you might want to remind the folks about?
Just a general reminder, we're open every day. Every day of the week, we're open at 9, and we close at 6 on the weekdays and 5 on the weekends. We do have a tasting coming up this week on March 11th. And so March 11th will be open until 8 o'clock. From 6 to 8, we'll be offering free samples of some of the products in the store. And we'll just have this the store open. No vendors. It's not going to be a big thing, but we will have extended hours and you'll be able to sample a few of the things that we have. We have our own parking lot. We're right off 61. You can just turn right at Norwegian Street, and there we are. We have a big sign on the side of our building. We do have social media, Facebook and Instagram. You can look us up on Google, the Farm Store Pottsville, and we have a great website. We do offer pre-orders, so you can go onto our website and you can see what products we have in the store. It's not an all-inclusive list, but there are a good variety of items that we have online that you can pre-order. And then we will be starting to take pre-orders for Easter hams. So that's something that will be going live on the website and we'll be posting about on social media. Those are hams that are made at Bixler's Meats out in, where is Bixler?
I can see it too, but local.
Yes, which, very local.
Which is key.
And then we have, that's our meat from our farm at Honeybrook Farm. So great local collaboration there, and you can pre-order those from the farm store. That'll be probably starting this afternoon once I get that up live.
You'll be handling a lot of orders for that, I'm sure, because that's good stuff. Bixler's,
yep.
Real good stuff. Angela, we can't thank you enough, along with our special guest here this morning with you as well, doing a great job. You can check out the first Fridays with the Farm Store, our first hour, Fridays 10:05 with Angela. You can check out the interview later on, and we'll have it posted on our website at Let's Talk. Click on the icon. It'll be there right on the top. Angela, can't thank you enough. Keep up the great work. I love it.
Thank you.